If you're planning to visit Philadelphia's criminal courthouse, count on having your phone locked up. WHYY's Bobby Allen reports that the city has announced a new policy. Most court visitors will have to place their phones in a locked pouch before entering a courtroom.
Right now, most judges don't allow cell phone use in courtrooms, but people do it anyway. In some cases, photos have been taken of undercover cops and witnesses and spread around to intimidate them. Joseph Evers with Philadelphia's court system says starting this spring, sheriff's deputies will place phones in a magnetically locked pouch, which people will carry with them. When they leave court, the pouch will be unlocked.
Phones, as you well know, you can put them on silent. You can stick them in your pocket and record someone and not even touch the phone. This prevents that from happening.
But Philadelphia civil rights attorney Paul Hetznecker says the new pouch policy is a solution in search of a problem.
It's not as if there's been a slew of cases where people have taken photographs and been charged with trying to intimidate witnesses on the stand. It just hasn't happened.
Hetznecker says forcing people to place their cell phones in a tamper-proof pouch is an overcorrection.
But to deprive everyone that comes to the courthouse, which is a public building, it's a public forum, the right to communicate with family members or witnesses or others, I think is really an overkill.
These pouches, made by a San Francisco company called Yonder, have been used increasingly at live shows and concerts to cut down on the number of cell phone videos that are leaked. Court Administrator Evers got the idea when he had to slip his phone into one of them before seeing comedian David Chappelle stand up in Valley Forge. He then ordered 4,500 of them for Philadelphia's court system. He says locking up a phone will work better than the campaigns that have tried to stop people from texting while driving.
Maybe actually watching a court proceeding and not texting will get you more interested in what's going on.
While the new rules intended to make police and witnesses feel safer, to people waiting hours for their cases to come up, it's a nuisance. Take Cheryl Tyler, who was recently watching a case involving a family member. She would rather her phone not be in a pouch the whole time while she's sitting in court.
No, I don't want my phone in no pouch.
What if an emergency happens? And there's another issue.
Because my pouch might get mixed up with somebody else's pouch, and then they gone off with my phone, and I might not never get it back.
Officials are crossing their fingers that the pouch mix-up rate will be low. All the pouches look exactly the same, but the hope is that people will hold on to them tight. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.